is terrible news, as any time that water burst occurs and the amount of homes, families and individuals that it affects. But here we are at the Easter weekend, one of the busiest weekends that we see in the whole county, where not alone that there are people here from different parts of the world who are returning for the holidays and the visitors alike, but there, we have a major, major festival here in Crawley this weekend. We have marquees, we have food, we have loads of stuff for family. We have whistling donkeys to Conor O'Donnell and loads of stuff going on. And here we are left without water, water which is critical for the festival and the community to be able to run the faile in terms of food and all the other outlets.
Councillor McGillisbrook, I feel like this is a conversation that we have very frequently, and we do talk about tourism as well as locals, yet here we are again.
Yeah, look, this is affecting a huge area in Gador, over right past in Narasa. It's a huge impact. The estimated time could be anything up to about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock today before there's water returns. And that's not necessarily maybe to all areas because of high houses. The local staff are absolutely working tirelessly to get this fixed. It is a major burst. It's not that the government or Ashcairn doesn't know that there's a problematic water line like we see in Mininullar or Gwajarhu and many other areas. But the problem is that when we sit down with Ashcairn as public representatives, what they're saying is, if the government gives us the money, we will build the infrastructure. So it's clear to me as a public representative that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are choosing not to give us the money into one of the most socio-economically deprived communities within the whole state. But again, there's a huge focus coming from Cóir Ó Chondaidh Go Nangáil on tourism, and I welcome that. But here we are now, a community coming together, trying to bring something to an area that hasn't had for a long time, and now we're out of water on the opening day of Féile, Crawley and Shaw, Canton and Narasa.
For people to come and to have an experience of not having water, you're really running the risk of them not wanting to come back to the area at all.
Well, one of the problems here is, like, as I spoke to one of the people in the community, like, that they're letting out their home for the weekend, making sure there's bed nights available, and unfortunately that they're left without water for the last day or two. Can't get a shower, can't get enough water for cooking, and it's nowhere near good enough. We have loads of people coming over this weekend, travelling far and wild. We have local bands, marching bands coming from Dore. We have Thomas McSimney to Shawlu, Féile Seachán Oirth. We have so much time invested into this major big festival that we haven't had in a long time, and here we are right within walking distance of where Féile Crawley is taking place, that we have a major, major burst.